Welcome to the Moose Turd Cafe.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Moose Turd Cafe. Today's date is January 31st.
Right.
It is 6:33 in the a.m. with your original dusty-footed philosopher and host, Mr. John Case, and a sometimes sidekick, and very, very sleep-deprived and former apnea sufferer and king of the peanut M&Ms, Mr. Mike Deal.
I like the king of the peanut M&Ms. I like that.
Yes, and
that's cool.
Our call-in line is 304-885-0708, 304-885-0708. This morning, I am sleep-deprived, not because I stayed up and watched a yammering moron talk about the state of our union. I stayed up and watched an evaluation of the yammering moron because I was not going to watch him. I got an opportunity to watch the last in the series of the Lord of the Rings movies, which I watched.
You like that one, huh?
Yeah, it was quite good. It was the quality of the picture was amazing.
I think it's great when, you know, the Army of the Dead, you know, gets moving. You know, I like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
By the way, Melania Trump, her appearance yesterday at the Moose Turd Cafe, prior to getting dressed up in her Christian Dior outfit for the,
right,
you know,
right.
was really remarkable, and I thank her. I understand why she had to eat a pile of shit before she showed up. You know, I understand that.
Right.
And,
right.
So I'm glad she came.
Yeah.
You know, I can't deny she's a good looking woman. You know. So.
Okay, John, but that's no.
I know. Okay,
again,
I'm just saying.
That whole thing is another thing that's riddled in hypocrisy.
It is. I know.
By the evangelical bullshit Christians.
Oh, that stuff. Oh, the Christians.
You know,
they're not Christians.
All the things they would say about Michelle and, you know, her sleeveless
Oh, yeah, that horseshit, yeah.
She got all and I can't believe how offensive. That's not for a first lady. That's, shut up. We all know where that all comes from.
That's
We've
right.
already made that decision.
Right.
We're way past that now. You know, and the ignorance that is displayed by hell, some of the people I grew up with. I'm fascinated, and I'm like, I guess I just don't know who you are.
I missed it, you know. Now we let the what happens. I think it happened in my when I was growing up too. The racism just sort of it's embedded right in some of these community cultures, right? In my community,
I think it might be. It's not. I don't know that it's so much embedded as it is taught.
Oh, I agree with that.
Thing about it, as it is, yeah, your entire family,
right,
needs to take a good long look in the mirror.
Well, but you know, but people like, for example, my father was a member of the Washington Golf and Country Club here in down there in Arlington, which he was almost like he acted like it was mandatory if you were an attorney. That was the only place around you could, civilized place you could take clients, right, and treat them well or whatever. And so the problem was they not only were no blacks allowed there, but nobody with a brown skin, no Catholics, and no Jews either. Okay? And so there you are, and your athletics, I mean, your community involved, your parties, I mean, are all... You know, 90%, you know, people who are hanging out at this super whites-only thing. And they find out when Kennedy gets elected that they have to send Robert Kennedy a special invitation because he's a fucking Catholic. I'm sorry, you know, the F word there, kids.
Oh, my goodness, John, you're so offensive this morning.
And, you know, Kennedy declined publicly, which was one of the first things that exposed the outfit for exactly what it was, okay? And I can just remember my old man's rage at the impropriety of Attorney General Kennedy making that a public. What was his point about that? They're leading. They've tagged onto the civil rights movement, moron. That's what's happened.
Yeah, it's. Sadness has overtaken me in terms of our inability to recognize our fellow human beings' struggle. I'm so sick and tired of everybody talking about the jobs report. Well, what's the quality of the job? You know, you always hear it. It's just a real bottom line.
The slinging those burgers.
The actual job itself.
Slinging those burgers.
It's the quality of the job.
I know.
You know what I mean? It doesn't exist. That kind of reporting doesn't exist. And, you know, in some ways, it's our culture, unfortunately, you know, and Tom Steyer kind of alluded to this in his interview with Dean Abadala on the Dean Abadala show on Sirius XM. Tom Steyer was basically saying, look, you know, we're not, our dialogue can't continue to fit on a bumper sticker. You know, it's a lot more complex and there's a lot more subtlety and nuance to it, and I completely agree with that. We've gotten used to, we've been programmed to believe that if you can't come at me with a two-sentence sales pitch, then I'm not interested. You know? Oh, by the way, today I wanted to say, I forgot to say it yesterday, happy birthday to my younger brother.
Well, that's good, man. That's good. Your younger brother, huh?
I forgot to say
right.
Yesterday.
Okay. All right. Well, here, now, I want to go back to taught racism as the way you were describing it.
Right.
So I remember the first time that I mentioned in my home, actually, the first time I mentioned it was actually in a neighbor's home, a friend of mine's family, that I thought that they just integrated our high school finally, even though it was created to avoid integration, they finally had to integrate part of it. And, you know, I was saying that I thought this one girl that was in, this was like, what, second year of high school, maybe, something like that, okay. And I thought she was really attractive, African-American girl. And I want to tell you, man, the silence around the table of people, by the way, who I had never heard use the N-word, for example. I never heard them use it. Okay. You know, there wasn't an overt that I can remember anyway. I was pretty young, right? I'm sure I wasn't paying attention to much, but... I wouldn't have picked them out to say, oh, they'd be the ones with the little, you know, funny looking hats on. Okay. But let me just say that, and it included, you know, my sister, you know, and then later my family, because I said the same thing at my dinner. It was just like, and what I kept later, years later, I kept saying, what was going on in my, oh, we're going to have to explain to him that he can't date those people. You know, I mean, it was like they didn't really, really want to get into that. They couldn't touch it. It was untouchable. And so you see how deep it can be, right? I mean, it can be ingrained, let's put it that way, through just all kinds of habits of family and communities, right? I mean,
it's just really, there's no doubt.
And you got to break through that. And you can, but man, it takes a knock on the head sometimes to, hey, buddy, Cletus.
Well, that's the thing, too. The other thing, speaking of, that no one really thinks about on the side is they talk about, they're always pointing illegal immigration, you know, and then say, you know, they go and get a procedure and find out some bad news. And then they discover that there's only one way they can be cured is by an immigrant.
Oh, yeah, right. You know, one of those cursed by fate.
The fascinating thing of all, it is just, you know, hey, this person here has been working on this project for a very long time, say because said particular immigrant probably had some issues in their own family, and that's why they've studied this. And wanted to lend their hand to the support of well-being for anybody else that was affected. Whether they started studying it in Bali or you know, Kazakhstan or
right.
or Haiti or wherever.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? It just never ceases to amaze me that you continue to cut off your nose despite your face.
Yes, well.
Your inability to recognize that this country is a country of immigrants. I am not that incredibly far removed from my grandparents. And my grandfather on one side was a Greek restaurant owner. My grandfather on the other side was Italian and came here when he was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so sick and tired of this bullshit. As, you know, because you were born here somehow or another, you're better. It doesn't make any sense.
You know, that happens. You know, you find that in every, you know, nationalism plays that out in every nation, you know, for better or worse. I mean, it just,
it doesn't make it any more heartening.
It leads nations into, sometimes, suicidal difficulty.
Yeah, the spiral that exists. You know, it's, you know, I think people feel, I don't know, entitled because they were born here, and then there's this spiral effect that I've seen take place based on media. And the frightening thing is that spiral effect, to me, is no more dissimilar than someone like ISIS pushing a narrative on your computer as well.
Well,
it's
that's
like,
true.
People allowing themselves to be programmed by their own anger and self-defeatism.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think we are all calibrating what it is we, you know, I think this has happened for the whole year now, that realizing exactly how wrong everybody's picture of the country was has been like...
We were asking before the election, we can't possibly be this right.
Right.
Uh-oh. I guess we are. What just have happened?
You know, I think the racism expresses itself, you know, and evolves differently. Excuse me.
A cup of cafete in Bowling Green during a massacre.
Yeah, right, okay.
But and you have the largest crowd size at an inauguration in history. And you're an immigrant from a shithole country. Wait, I'm trying to get every one of them in there.
But I think it plays out differently in, you know, let me just say, you know, working class white communities and better off ones.
Yeah, you
it
know
plays
what?
Differently a little
John,
bit.
John, I am not.
It's a different narrative.
I will say this. I tuned in to watch Joe Kennedy speak. And
right.
And I will say, It was well done.
I'm good. The Kennedy's got a good
very
style.
Progressive. Even Lawrence O'Donnell, who has studied the Kennedys, said that it was even more progressive and even more liberal than Bobby.
Which
it
is,
was, you know, Bobby would have said nothing about the wall or immigration or anything. You know, it was a little bit more of a, I guess, hard line then or whatever. But
Bobby Kennedy.
Aside from that, he thought it was very Bobby Kennedy-ish. It was everyone has always maintained that that's one of the more difficult things to do.
To be Bobby Kennedy-ish?
No, to be able to talk after the president has spoken.
Oh, well, that's tough.
You know, but they gave him a live audience. And you have a dead-minded president.
Yeah.
You know, he's the farthest thing from eloquent.
We have a fascist as president, okay? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not sorry at all that you said that. I think it's true.
I mean, whether and he hasn't,
it's
he's
true and it's and it's not gonna help any of us.
And they've been trying to consolidate power.
This is a hauntingly difficult situation we find ourselves in, because not only that, he is also hell-bent on self-preservation, and he has his minions that are looking out for that very self-preservation.
Well, the problem with fascists, though, is that their minions are not as loyal as they think they are.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. I'm glad you said that. That kind of stuff, fortunately for us, does not last. You know, that kind of fervor, because they get an idea of just how difficult, you know, and I think sometimes we fall into this trap. We all get an idea sometimes of just how difficult legislation is for real. Just how hard it is to push the needle. Just an inch. And sometimes all that's required is an inch.
Huh.
I want to be one of the first ones on local whatever radio. They probably already did it already. But I would like to be one of the first ones up here to say thank you and goodbye, Kirk Cousins.
Oh.
We hardly knew ye.
Who's he?
You are on your way out the door, and I don't blame you. Run as far away from Daniel Snyder as you can, sir. Alex Smith, I realize you're coming in from the Kansas City Chiefs. You're 34 years old. Dude, be careful, because he's not going to give you an offensive line. So that's all I have to say. Sorry, yeah. John. It was... There was some trades overnight made in the NFL.
I'd like to, read a little bit from Michelle Goldberg here.
Who I think is
right,
really smart.
A few hours before Donald Trump's first State of the Union speech on Tuesday evening, news broke that the White House was scrapping its choice for ambassador to South Korea, a position that remains unfilled. According to the Washington Post, nomination of Victor D. Cha, a hawkish veteran of the Bush administration, was very close to being sent to the Senate, but was derailed when Cha privately expressed reservations about a preventive American nuclear strike on North Korea.
Jeez. Can I throw up now?
You know, I mean. By the way, it was the third.
Hey, John, I guess that's it for this morning. Hey, thanks for tuning in, everybody. See you later.
Come on, man. Not yet.
I'm gonna be what's his name? Denethor, steward of Gondor. I'm gonna release. Pippin from my services and tell him to go and die in which way suits him best.
I know we've been, this is why the cafe is here.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And this is why you should eat a pile of shit right now, dressed up as well as Dr. Lecter can put it together.
Occasionally, I like to make ties with some zeal and some zest in them.
Yeah, I know, right. Not everybody makes it out of the cafe, by the way.
How about that lovely, lovely speech last night, Mr. Case?
Oh, that was very...
Oftentimes when I come in here, I don't engage in dialogue.
No, I know you're...
And I shall not this morning either. Good day, sir.
Okay, whoa. I was pleased to have Dr. Lecter, you know...
Just for those brief moments, you see...
those sauces...
I think that's the most conversation you've ever had with him.
Just about. By the way, the sauces that you may find on our delectable dishes here on the cafe come from some of the folks that don't ever get out of the cafe.
No.
Okay. Now, Dr. Lecter has a, let us say, esoteric tastes in food origins. Okay, so. Yeah.
I don't. I'm not going to reveal his sources.
Okay, don't. No, it'd be bad. You might become. We might become one.
Oh, angry! I don't want that.
I know.
I need that in my life. I don't.
Well, no, you don't. No, it's you actually are ready for Gandhi, I believe.
Maybe I am.
I mean, it's one of those things where Mike, could become, in effect, like Buddha. In a foreign land, and I think that would be an interesting character, by the way.
What's that?
Well, you need a partner, you know, like a straight man, like me. Okay.
Oh.
And then you could be Buddha. Okay.
Oh.
You could be Buddha, and we could do a pretty good act, you know, about where I would be a wandering wayfarer or some sort, you know, come upon the Buddha.
You mean
and
you're not a wandering wayfarer?
Well, maybe a wayfaring wanderer. Maybe that. I don't know.
It's an echo again.
And then he completely disappeared.
There's the echo.
Okay, and then he completely disappeared.
Well, there it goes. And then it stopped. That was weird.
I know.
I don't know about all that. I do know that all people that wander are not lost. So.
Wow. Now there is this. That is. That's a profound saying. All those who wander are not
engraving that someone gave to me a long time ago that's up in my kitchen. But I always loved it. I always adored it and respected it because it makes a lot of sense.
Did you notice that Hillary last night, maybe you didn't notice it, but she wore Hillary's dress. Melania did. Right, Hillary loaned her pantsuit.
If I didn't watch, how am I going to notice any of that shit?
I know. I was just letting you know that there's been a connection made between her dress. Of course, she had a good tan.
There might be a connection made within her lawyer.
Yeah, that's true.
So let's just keep that in mind. There might be some tape measuring for a new apartment soon. Somewhere else.
Turns out that there's a.
I think she may have fulfilled her obligation. Contractually speaking.
By the way, the Hungarian opera.
Until 2020. I am leaving now. I don't need to fulfill my contract. Good day. Bye bye.
Yes, I have to report to Vlad.
Yeah.
I believe
so
that Melania.
What did you discover, Melania?
Oh, boy.
I can't talk to you now, Vlad. It's the State of the Union. I know, pretty funny, huh? What an idiot.
Well, Clinton now says she regrets not firing her campaign advisor who was accused of harassment.
Of course she's going to say that.
I don't know.
But, you know, I just get so frustrated with our side just constantly. We have to be somehow or another always more superior morally than their side. We always have to, both sides do it, ha, see? Oh, shut up.
Right, yeah. I think that Trump has challenged America to come up with a muscular response. And I can't disagree with that.
Strong. I like strong. Strong, and then strong. And then stronger, strong. Have I told you I met Mr. Strong and the Strong of the Strong? What is that you are saying?
I mean, yeah, he just...
Like they said, one of mine and my wife's favorite lines in that singing movie, I always forget, Pitch Perfect. Those aren't words.
Well, yeah, I think that's part of a... you know, like an entertainment or sales gig, right? How do you convince someone that you're strong? Just repeat the word strong over again. Over again.
Strong. I'm very strong of strongs.
Yeah, I'm strong. I'm smart. I'm genius. I'm a genius. I'm a genius. I'm a genius.
I have stopped the polarized caps from melting. I have,
yes. Right. I'm taking care of it.
I have stopped them from melting into my soup.
Yeah,
the polarized caps will not be a problem in my soup anymore.
Right. I hear you, pal. Amazon and Jeff Bezos.
Bezos and Warren Buffett.
And Gates, right?
Someone else.
Is it Gates? Yeah, it's Gates.
Jamie Dimon.
Yeah, they're going to fix healthcare all by themselves.
Well, they're certainly looking at making what they think can be better, and they have, interestingly enough, said that it's not really for profit, which is hard to believe. I mean, that's difficult to believe, but, you know, where do we find ourselves, John? We're in a really, really rough situation. Should these guys have any kind of success putting something like this together, it's going to be fascinating to see if, you know, hey, look, I may be a client.
yeah, that's for sure.
If they can come up with something that's better than what I have now, you don't think in a New York second I would go ahead and say, yeah, let's go for it. You know, let's get the insurance that we really need. I don't hate where we're at now, but it's real expensive, man. It is really, really freaking expensive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think...
And it's not much in terms of a, you know, that we have this massive deductible.
I know, but you're going to have to move to the city. Everybody
is.
I am
not going to have to move to the city.
Yeah, I am. And that's going to happen, I bet.
Okay.
We're going to lose the Mark train at some point, I figure, because this state is so freaking incompetent that they're not going to figure out how to do that. Manchin figured out how to do that, but you know, to fix it. See, we don't have a Department of Transportation in West Virginia. So we have no parallel organization with which to negotiate with MARC in Maryland. You know, I mean, that was the big problem that Herb Snyder and, what's his name, Doyle worked on, you know.
Rod Snyder just announced that he's running for the executive committee.
Yeah, and he also said he's willing to go on strike with the teachers. How about that?
Yeah, you don't hear that very often.
Yeah, man. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. The teachers are getting militant, as they should, you know. I mean, they need support. I mean, they really do.
They're just constantly under fire for no good.
Well, and they keep getting their effing pay cut. You know, they got to pay more for insurance or this or that. Or
they keep talking shit about these rich teachers and they don't know how to teach my kid. I don't think they should get paid.
Shut up, Cletus. Will someone put another bullet in Cletus's head so he'd just shut the F up? Just kill it. Come on, man. You moron.
Yes.
Dick.
There's a time for stupidity.
Yeah. Well, I know that stupid people think now is their time, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing, is they're just so blatantly arrogant about their stupidity.
I don't need to
know. We know that Trump will get in there and get me all kinds of money, and I'm going to be rich.
Yeah, you asshole.
Okay.
You
know, all right. Yeah, that's going to happen.
Check your wallet. Asshole.
Keep telling yourself that. I got $40.
Right, when you owe $200, dickhead.
I got me $40, and I'm gonna go down to the liquor store now.
You know how you got it? You got it because, you know, they decided to up your credit limit on your debit card.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and now you're gonna get charged 100% interest.
You don't even know it because they agreed that they're not going to tell you.
Yeah, you're just going to...
They upped your limit, but you don't know that.
Right.
Because they did it last night.
You're going to pay $500 for that $100 you just got.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to give you $200 today. And you're going to give me $1,000.
Yeah, that's right. By the end of the week, dude, or it's $2,000.
Love, Jamie Dimon.
I know, it's the same old, vigorous.
Well, it's song and dance routine after a while.
Loan sharking.
It's so old. It just gets so old.
But people fall for it. That's what happened in the 90s, actually. I mean, there was a little bit of a blip in income, but more than that, that's when everybody's credit cards went crazy.
Yeah, you know? I can say that, I don't want to say anything about it. It's just such a
nightmare.
You know, right. When you get into a situation where you've worked your ass off, and you have an expectation of your retirement, and that expectation is not met, and then you get pounded by a sequence of events, again,
sure,
very much unplanned. Sometimes it's the luck of the draw, but when you, get your ass kicked in 1 year, man, the recovery time...
decades.
You're talking to somebody who's still making the attempt.
I hear you. Exactly, buddy.
You're talking to somebody who struggled to try to get this done. I don't know. The thing that I resent is don't come at me and tell me I'm somehow or another the problem. You know what? Young people, gosh, I hope and pray that you don't experience what my wife and I did. I really do. If you're so lucky, because let me tell you, you're not ready for it. If you did experience it, you would probably already be dead. So don't come at me with your bullshit about entitlement and this and that. And why should I pay? You know what? Shut up and go to work. You're the one that wanted this, idiot. So you get what you want. You get what you paid for, and you get what you vote for.
Guess what God is going
to
do?
At the end of the show, at this point in time, I will say to everyone out there, please, for God's sake, for mercy's sake, for justice's sake, wake the fuck up!
Okay, hold on, man. Thank you. Don't say goodbye.
So,
I want to thank you for that, though. It's time. However, God has arranged something for Wednesday that is a response to the State of the Union message.
Okay.
It's called a super blood moon.
Yes.
Okay. The Earth will cast its shadow over the second full moon of January, right, and it's going to make it turn as red as in a lunar eclipse.
John, I have spent myself on that last. I have to get off the phone now.
All right, buddy. Take it easy, man.
I'm sorry.
All right. All right, man. That's okay, buddy. That's okay. Take care. Take care. Thank you.
Yeah,
we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. And that was Mike Diesel. We're still recovering from a psychic wound. but with us this morning and, you know, reacting, as we all are, to the State of the Union that neither of us listened to. I've been reading it such as it is. It's, you know, God. Well, I don't know what to say about it, actually. It's just more of the same. We know what he's going to do. And and we know what... He's going to try to somehow escape the wrath of the voters in 2018, and his chief means of doing that are voter suppression. One, two, start a war, make it unpatriotic to oppose him. Three, start an internal war. You know, declare that there is a gigantic crime wave and that that requires the establishment of federal law, that there are whole states, for example, in violation of Jeff Sessions' marijuana opinions. And there must be a regime change. I mean, these I'm just coming up with excuses. Okay? Or, you know, there's a wave of black crime that are actually protests against being killed by police. And then we have to kill some more people. And we can't be going through the courts and getting warrants for everything. We'll be overwhelmed by black crime. I'm just painting some scenarios for you. It's going to be on the, you know, our communities, our elected officials locally who live in these communities with us, to resist this. And if they don't resist it, I'm going to tell you, they're going to be held accountable. I don't think there's anything else to be. They need to be held accountable. I mean, you do harm to the public in a public office, or you permit harm to be done without protest and without resistance. I mean, you're like the Vichy government. okay, there's going to be some tests made there, my friends. Anyway, let's close out this morning with a little tune. And course, we've been I've been inspired recently by some of the tunes that James Boyd has brought in as part of his recovery program, and it's cool. I like Andra Day, you know, it's really, really nice. Let's do that one.
Silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet. I will rise a thousand times again.